Android 4.4.4 gets prominent, Chromecasting, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 194. So for today's episode, you'll notice, or this week's episode, you'll notice a little bit of a change in the way the podcast sounds. So I'll get to that in a little bit. But I will, of course, start off with a podcast, go through the week. It was a little bit slow, nothing too major happened, so I'll get to it. No app review or anything like that for this week, which again deals with the stuff I will get to in a little bit, but I will make up for that next week. So with that, I'll jump right into the episode. So to start it off with some headlines, CyanogenMod 11 M8 build started rolling out this week to a lot of the devices. So by now you should see it. If your device is still supported, you'll see that build roll out, and you can of course install it to get one of the later or latest, I guess, release candidate style builds for the ROM. Among other things, it updates your Android to 4.4.4, fixes issues with VPN, adds heads-up notification, and of course fixes bugs and things like that. So basically it's getting very, very stable, especially ahead of the L build. I believe they also did make the announcement that they're not going to make any special commitments to the L build of Android until they get more information. I'm sure they're looking into it already to learn the new style guidelines and all of that, but no major or no commitments there just yet. Google's Dart programming language this week became official with the ECMA, so it is now a language that you can, I guess, that's officially recognized, kind of like any other language. So definitely look into that if you're learning or want to get into programming with Google's programming language. And finally, if you're doing a Google voice search and you realize that you want to make a correction but don't want to start all over, you can tell Google now, "No, I said," and it'll automatically make that correction, and it'll figure out exactly where that correction needs to be made. So if you say, "Where is the port?" and it hears, "Where are the shorts?" then you can say, "No, I said port," and it'll make that correction for you. So it's not a overly important release, but it is, or I guess it's an important release, but nothing that's so innovative or anything, but it's something that's nice to have if you want a correction, and it brings a more conversational style search to Google search. As far as some app updates for this week, Chromecast was updated to now support screen mirroring. So if you do have a later device like a Samsung device, LG, HTC, or anything like that, then that is supported, or should be supported at least. The rollout is slowly progressive, so you may not have it just yet, but it is rolling out. I don't have a Chromecast. I do know someone who does, so as soon as I am able to visit this person, I'll test it out with my Moto X, see if it actually works or not, but it is definitely worth checking out. The Google camera got updated this week. It improved the photosphere mode and added support for Android Wear control. So the photosphere mode basically has bigger dots, so I guess it's easier to line up those dots to get take your pictures. I guess the older dots were kind of small for that feature, so I'm gonna probably test it out later this weekend, see how well it works, see what other changes there are, but it should be a lot easier. And it added support for Android Wear, so you can now control your camera using your smartwatch. So if you want to, I think it uses the timer functions and the ability to take a picture, so it is all narrowed down based on that. Google Play Games got an update this week. I believe the version number is 2.0.11. It basically adds profiles and power-ups, so nothing too big there, just general gameplay or multiplayer game features, so definitely check it out. And finally, Android Wear got its first custom launcher called the Wear Mini Launcher. So what this does is you'll install the launcher on your smartphone that's tied to your smartwatch, and it'll easily allow you to swipe on your smartwatch to get to your app. So if you want to launch something from your smartwatch, it'll do it that much more easily, I guess, based on just a simple swipe. But that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump right into the device news. So This is, or it's not a lot of major news, but it's basically just getting everyone up to Android 4.4.4. So in India, the Moto X, E, and G are getting this update, so definitely look at or keep hitting your update and look out for that coming soon. As far as the HTC side, the Droid Ultra, Mini, and Max are getting this update. I believe it's still in the soak test round, so it should be coming soon, but at least we know that those builds are in the test phase. The Chromecast got support for closed captioning, so if you need that and wish it was more native, then that is also an option now. And it seems, by way of just observation, that old Google Play devices are no longer going to be sold by Google, so devices like the HTC One M7, probably the Galaxy S4, and all of those. So it's basically anything prior to the current version is not on the store anymore. I haven't checked lately, so I think it I didn't see them the last time I checked, but I'm not sure. But basically, we're going to keep our. Essentially, we're just going to be sticking with the latest versions of any devices. And finally, the Acer announced the C720 Chromebook. It's going to be running the Intel Core i3 and come with 32 gigabytes of storage. So those are the notable improvements there. I didn't see too much else aside from all the normal features of a Chromebook. So nothing really much to see there. If you are looking for the Chromebook, I think it's going to come in a 16 and 32 gigabyte model, or I forgot what the other spec was, but there are two prices, $249 and $349, I believe. So low or lower model and a higher model. So definitely check that out. And so after the short break, or that's really all there is for that. So after the short break, I'll jump right into the credits. So your device is getting updated to Android 4.4.4, or you're buying that new Acer Chromebook, and you want to get the best possible quality sound. That's where our friends at Tweaked Audio come in. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors. So if you're getting a wooden Moto X, a white Acer Chromebook, black Droid Ultra, then they have the style that fits your needs. And all of their headphones are noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So if you're at the gym listening to music, at home watching a movie, or let's say at work on a phone call, you'll hear more of just that audio and less of the outside world. They have microphone and non-microphone versions as well, so whichever style you want is an option for you as well. And you get free shipping on your headphones as well, so it's not going to cost you anything extra as well. So if you're on a budget, these are definitely the headphones to get as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's GEEK, you'll also get an extra one-third off your order. So you'll save some money there and show your support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek.io network of shows. So be sure to check out geek-io.com/tweaked and use a promo code GEEK at checkout to save some money and get a brand new pair of headphones as well. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. So the news for this week, as far as I'm concerned, actually mostly is after last week's episode, probably within the day or so, my computer decided to crap out. It was a really old computer, so it was basically a long time coming. So that's one of the reasons why there were not any posts during the week, no app reviews or anything like that, because I didn't have a computer to use. And on top of that, I started a new job, so I really didn't have that kind of extra leeway to get that kind of extra work done, basically. So over the weekend, I did order a Samsung Chromebook 2, which I did get right around the time that or right before the time you guys will be hearing this week's podcast. So I have had a chance to start playing with it. I'll be doing a more full review over the course of this week, and as soon as I have more of a review to do, I will do that as well. But so far, it's pretty. I actually like it quite a bit. It's really straightforward to use. You basically plug it in, turn it on. I think it'll check for updates when it starts, and then you log in and you're good to go. The boot up is as fast as they say. It was, I think they said like 5 to 10 seconds. Mine booted up at 6 seconds, so quite surprising. Same with the reboot. But yeah, I'll be checking all of that stuff. So, and doing a review. So look out for that. And then I should be able to start doing reviews coming soon again. It all depends on how the rest of my schedule works out, but look out for that. But that's really all I wanted to cover for this week. Oh yeah, and then before I forget, of course, right around the time this releases, I'll also have this week's Android, or the newsletter for the Android Realm, which I will be calling the Android Realm Digest. This will be the first week it comes out as under that name, and I'll have a link to my Amazon author profile, so you can get that link. I'll share it to the Twitter as well as Facebook and Google Plus, so you guys know when that's out. But that's really all there is for that. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.